Father, we thank you. What a day to be in your presence. Thank you for Noah's Ark. Thank you for our women in Noah's Ark. Thank you for all the wonderful men in Noah's Ark. Thank you for all the members of this great church. Thank you for all the ministers. Thank you for all the workers. Thank you for all that you do for us. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Lord, it is that time again when you speak to us. We submit our hearts to you. Speak, Lord, your servant hear it. Cause our ears to hear, cause our eyes to see, and cause our hearts to perceive. Thank you, Father, because everyone that came in here with a problem, we go with a solution. Everyone that came discouraged, we go encouraged. Everyone that came here sick, we go healed. Blessed be your name, my Father. For in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Faith, a pathway to open doors. Faith, a pathway to open doors. I want to start from where my sister who led the prayer started from this morning, because it looked like she touched on something. Joshua chapter 21 verse 45. Every day is God's day. For the Bible says, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. But the day you decide becomes your day. Every day is God's day. A particular woman in the Bible was not part of Jesus' itinerary for that day. He had other businesses. Jesus was just walking a path, going to a particular destination. And this woman by herself said, if only I could touch the hem of his garment, I know I will be made whole. And this woman stretched her hand of faith and touched. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus did not have a plan that day to heal that particular woman. But because she stretched her hand to do something, suddenly she was made whole. I'm letting you know that this morning you don't come into service casually again. I do this often to raise your consciousness. The word of God comes. The issue is not with the seed. Most times it's with the soil where the seed is planted. As the word comes this morning, every age-long captivity in your family is destroyed in the name of Jesus. Peradventure, you came into service sick. I came to let you know that healing is here already. Healing is here in abundance. Just plug in. Joshua chapter 21 verse 45 said, there failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. That means the moment the house of Israel is able to secure his voice pertaining any issue, there are certain things they need to do, which I'm going to be pointing us to. The Bible says, all, not one we fail, all we come to pass. Peradventure, you came into service today and you know the prophecies hanging over your head. By the virtue of the service, they will drop in the name of Jesus. Faith, a pathway to open doors. I don't want to go into what I discussed last week, because we said a lot. But one major thing that I left with us last week is that the voice of God cannot be separated from faith. The voice of God is where faith starts from. It means when there is no voice, you can't claim to have faith, because faith is not just speaking empty words. Faith is speaking words that are powered by his voice. How do I hear the voice of God? That is where I started from last week's second Sunday. And I told us, number one, we hear the voice of God by prayer, because According to Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, he says, I was in the spirit on the last day and I heard a voice. I was in the spirit on the last day, which means when you are able to log into the spirit by prayer, accessing the voice of God becomes very easy. I told us that every time there is breaking news in heaven, every minute, every second, God is doing something per time. And it's in the place of prayer that you are able to align ourselves to what God is doing. And the moment we can align and get what is doing, then our breakthrough becomes a reality. Number two, taking us further, how do I hear the voice of God? Our brother touched it in the morning. It's called the Rhema word. The Rhema word. I was so blessed when he was teaching. I was excited because it shows that the Holy Ghost is one. The Rhema word. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. Please help me put it up. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 3. Also get ready. Luke chapter 4 verse 4. Preferably the TPT version. Deuteronomy 8 verse 3. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, or by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. There are many ways through which men live. And one of the ways is that man can live by bread. Bread is one of the ways man can survive. But Jesus is saying, if you are man and you want to enjoy your life here on earth, you cannot survive by bread alone. As much as bread is important, you can't survive by it alone. If you want to live a glorious destiny, if you want to access open doors this year, you must live by what is called the proceeding word. If you were in the first service, it did a lot of justice to it. The logos is not the issue. The logos is the logic, the thinking of God about a matter generally. But the Rhema word is that proceeding word that has to do with your particular situation. If you want to hear the voice of God, you must strive to come into the reality of the Rhema word. Luke chapter 4 verse 4. If I can get the TPT version, I'll be very glad. Luke chapter 4 verse 4. Beautiful. Jesus replied, I will not, for it is written in the scriptures. Look at it, everybody. Life does not come only from eating bread. Life does not come only from eating bread, but from God. Life flows from every revelation from his mouth. Life does not come from eating bread alone, but by every spoken word, every revelation from his mouth. Your divine healing and divine health is settled in scriptures. But until you find that word, until you find it by revelation, you keep suffering as if it was not written. Look up. Many people are being oppressed even as they sleep. They are oppressed in their lives. They are going through things in their businesses that was not supposed to. Because from scriptures, their financial destiny and marital destiny was captured. There is a provision for that there. But until they find it and work with it, they will keep suffering as if nothing was written, even though something was written. It's possible to have money in the bank and yet be suffering poverty. I know people whose father left about 100 million in the account and suddenly the man died. And the children are suffering in very remote areas. Meanwhile, their parents or the father has 100 million in the bank. Why? As long as you are not aware, you will keep suffering. If you are not aware, you will keep suffering as if it doesn't exist. Meanwhile, it exists. But because you are not aware, you will keep suffering. That word that you need to catch today, that will take you to your next level. Receive in the name of Jesus. The third way you want to hear the voice of God is constant obedience to the already revealed word of God. Constant obedience to the already revealed word of God. Luke chapter 14, verse 15. As you strive to obey the revealed word from scriptures, God will reward you by revealing more to you. See what I mean here? If he tells you, thou shalt not steal, that one you don't need it. You know it's clear. For instance, he says, you shall not be unequally yoked with unbelievers. And I hear a man asking me, or a young lady asking me, Pastor, what do I do? He's not born again, but I want to marry him. But the revealed scripture says, you shall not be unequally yoked. And you decide not to obey that one that is revealed, God will not show you more. You want to hear his voice clearly, you must obey the one he has shown you. And listen, there is always somewhere to start from. And when one of them that sat at meat with him heard these things, he said unto him, blessed is he that shall eat bread in the kingdom. No, this is not what I'm talking about. This is not what I need. John chapter 14, 15. John 14, not Luke. John 14, 15. John chapter 14, verse 15. If ye love me, you do what? Keep my commandments. I love you, Lord, and you are crying with tears. That does not amount to love. The way God counts love is how you are able to obey the revealed word. And when you obey the revealed word, you are now qualified to get other instructions. People that don't obey the already revealed word, God keeps quiet. And listen, you can stay in that loop for 20 years. You can be in that loop for 30 years. You see, God, he's a long-suffering God. You are the one wasting your time. He is called the Ancient of Days. And I tell people, when you obey him, you are not doing him a favor. In obedience, your safety is captured. In obedience to his word, your safety is captured. And as you obey the revealed word, more is revealed. You can't be asking for open doors. When he has given you little instructions around your life, you refuse to obey. And you want those big things. It doesn't work that way. The grace to obey. The things that will take you to your next level. Receive in the name of Jesus. Number four way to hear the voice of God is by building intimacy with the Holy Ghost. Building intimacy with the Holy Ghost. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Building intimacy, the fellowship of the Holy Ghost. Look at what it says. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost. We say it every day. Many of us don't know what we are saying. The communion means the fellowship. The communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Listen, the Holy Ghost is not a force. The Holy Ghost is a reality, is a person. One of the best things that can happen to you is to hear the voice of the Holy Ghost and to know his voice. Listen, your Christian walk has not started until you begin to hear the Holy Ghost clearly. And how do you hear the Holy Ghost? By intimacy. We don't have time. I would have shown you a little illustration. when I ask my wife to do or handle certain matters, I already know what her opinion about those matters will be, most likely. If I tell her to represent me in a place, she already knows what I will most likely do in that situation. Why? Intimacy. The voice of the Holy Ghost is very scarce to you because you don't have time for him. That's a whole new sermon I won't want to waste time on. But you want to hear the voice of God? To access the open doors, you must learn the intimacy of the Holy Ghost. You must give him time. The only way I know to explain it is like the Holy Ghost is like a woman. For those who are married and those who have ladies you are getting, you want to get married to, you will discover you don't just bump into your girl every morning and tell her, hi, I don't like spending so much time. I just like short and sharp. Just, how are you doing? How is everything? Okay, fine. Have a beautiful day. Just go. I wish I could ask a few ladies here. Can you be dented that way? Wait, she shouted very loud, no. Because you cannot actually build anything meaningful that way. You want a thriving relationship, you must spend time. It is the same way with the Holy Ghost. You want to hear his voice, you must spend time with him. You want his voice to guide you in your life, you must see him as important and spend time with him. If you don't spend time with the Holy Ghost, you can't know him. There is no other way. Absolutely no other way. The pastor can declare and decree from the pulpit all he cares, all he wants. If you don't take out time with the Holy Ghost actively, you won't know him. And listen, Lagos as a city, this city, Lagos, you know, I'm talking like this because of the movie we watched on Wednesday. Lagos as a city is structured. That is, it is well structured such that you will not know the Holy Ghost. Not just Lagos. It's worse abroad. Do you have anybody staying in London or in the UK? The system is structured such that you will never know the Holy Ghost. I don't want to go into all those matters, but if you want a meaningful life, fight for your relationship with the Holy Ghost. The moment you begin to know the Holy Ghost and his voice, you will command cheap victories. That's what I'm saying. But circumstances, life in itself, your work, your business, we tell you keep rushing. There is no time. No time. As a student, I remember when we were in university, we felt no time. Many students here, we think there is no time. They think, these lecturers, there's no time. You will soon graduate and go into normal life and you'll be wishing, oh my God, I just wish I knew him in school. We must cultivate intimacy with the Holy Ghost, irrespective of our schedules. Why? As much as we are busy, we find time to eat. Why? Because it is important to eat. The reason why your life is like this is because you believe that you have a way to manipulate life apart from the Holy Ghost. Your Christian walk will suffer as if Jesus didn't die if you don't pay the price to know the Holy Ghost. But the moment you get to know him more, his voice becomes clearer. So we quickly rush into the conclusion for today. Now, when you are now sure of God's voice on a matter, the next thing to do is to insist that God's will is done and that his kingdom will come on that matter. This is what births miracles. So, how do we now insist? I want to quickly rush through it. Five of them. How do we insist? Because the moment I'm sure of God's voice, many of us hear promises, hang them our lives. We've known things God wants to do. So what do we now do? Number one, you must craft your declarations from the word about the subject matter and keep saying it. Number one, I said, craft your declarations from the word about that subject and keep saying it. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 comes very handy. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do all that is written therein. Then you will have good success. You must craft the word. Once you are sure, there are things in my life that... One of those days, as a young officer in the bank, I was having a little retreat that morning, and the word of God came very fresh from Luke chapter 1, 10 verse 45. There shall be a performance of the things said unto her, to him that believeth. Something like that. In that spur of the moment, I was intense in spirit. I wrote down, to become a manager in my organization before the age of 33. I wrote it down. The moment I was sure of that voice, the next thing to do was to write it down. Many of you allow those moments to waste. No, I'm teaching you practically what to do. Once you hear his voice, you are sure. Please keep it a bit low. Once you are sure, write it immediately. Get it from scriptures and write it. Habakkuk chapter 2 says, write the vision, correct? Write it, make it plain. Though it may tarry, but it will surely what speak. Many of you are overdue for some miracles. The reason why you are not seeing it is because you don't diarize God's dealings with you. The moment God began to teach me these things, I have a diary. I call it my encounter diaries. Write God's encounters. Christianity is not a religion, it's a life. It's something we live. As you walk with God, he will reveal things, so you write it down. Tell anybody, write it down. Number two, after writing it, speak only what God has shown you. Speak only what God has shown you, even when situations suggest something different. You must learn to speak. Having written down, the next thing is that you speak only the things God has shown you. There are things he has shown me in the dark. He has shown me in the light. No matter the circumstances around me, I know that my Redeemer lives. Why? He has shown me certain things. So when I talk, I will speak in line with those things. When I talk, I don't just talk about situations. Our brother calls them facts. Facts are subject to change, but the truth is something that is eternal. I repeat, facts are subject to change, but the truth is eternal. What is the truth? The truth about your destiny is that none shall be barren in the land. So when it looks like Nigeria, in quote, is happening to other people, I don't believe in that love, but let's, you know what I mean? You don't speak that way. I went to camp during the, during the Solemn Assembly. And I bought fuel before I went, sir. 800, how much? I think 860 or 8 something. Suddenly I said, let me just go and fill my tank in camp. And I came out. And I saw that fuel has jumped 930. This week he entered 1,000 something. More than two. The tendency is that you start missing him. You know, you start saying, where is this country going to? Where is this country? You don't talk like that. You learn to put the word in your mouth. So as I see, we're going to practice it this morning. As I see, what did I say? The Lord is my shepherd. Okay, he was paying me because the budget I had. But I don't see what is the fact. It was in this country I bought for 169 when the new administration came in. In the morning, it was 169, sir. The moment our president said, fuel subsidy is gone, what happened? They began to adjust their to 5-something. You are tempted to start talking nonsense. This country, we don't know where we're going to. Don't talk that way. Don't talk that way. If you look at Mark 4, 35 to 40, you will see it there. You don't speak that way. You speak the word. Once you are sure you receive that word in your spirit, don't please maintain your confession. Don't say anything different. You are sure of your healing, for instance. He took my infirmities. He took my sicknesses. Please, when you see any lump in your breast, don't say it's cancer. No. No, 1,000 times no. Satan wants you to open your mouth and say it. You don't say it. You speak the word. He took my infirmities. If he took my infirmities, it's not there. They will say, but look at it. Say, no. If he took my infirmities, I don't have blood pressure. If he took my infirmities, I don't have cancer. If he took my infirmities, you hold on to your word, to the word. You hold on to the word that he has given you. Tell the neighbor, speak the word. Speak the truth. Glory be to God. Number three, when you are sure, the next thing to do is that you take spirit-inspired actions to bet it. Oh, I wish someone would hear this today. The word became flesh and dwelt amongst us. Listen, the word of God has power to create. When the Bible says God is not a man that he should lie, in Numbers 23 verse 19, it means that anything he says, even if it does not exist, the earth and the heavens, we have to create that thing to make it come to pass. When God says a thing, at the time I wrote it down in my diary that before the age of 33, I'll become a branch manager. Listen, I had at least 5 senior colleagues ahead of me, 5 of them. So what I was saying does not make sense. Even me as a writer, I knew this is foolishness. In fact, I think they would say this is pride. It doesn't make sense. You must wait for your turn. But I knew what came into my heart. I knew what came into my spirit. Listen, when the rhema word hits you, nobody will tell you. You will know. Because your spirit will bear witness. You will know that this word is for me. When I wrote it, it doesn't make sense. I've told us, just at the verge of my 32nd birthday, suddenly an opportunity opened up, and here we were before our bosses, and we are asked, can you manage this branch? And someone says no. But because that word has come ahead of time to my spirit, so I knew that I can't say no here. Even though it was looking scary, I said yes. I didn't know how, but I said yes. Many of you don't know that the things you are afraid of is afraid of you. Trust me. You think all the positions you see people occupy, they know how to do it, is a lie. You will get there, you will learn how to do that, and you will learn it. Can you handle this project? Yes. I have taught my church, and listen again, whenever God opens doors, don't be afraid to walk into it. Preach that to your neighbor. Say, neighbor, when God opens doors, don't be afraid to walk into it. Say, neighbor, you are good enough. Say, neighbor, you are good enough. You are good enough. You are good enough. It looks like what we are taught in Sunday school. Love yourself. Many people believe, oh my God, they believe that they don't, wow, how can I wear these things? Certain people are buying bags, certain amounts of money to say. My wife will tell me, how can people spend this kind of money to buy bags? I say, babe, don't talk like that. You have married a great man. One day, you will spend such. See, listen, don't join people to criticize people who are flying private jets. Listen, Noah's Ark. Listen, I will fly private jets one day. You are not getting it. I'm not telling you what I don't know. I'm telling you what I'm sure of. You will never hear me criticize Bishop Oyedepo. Pastor Adeboye, why are they not using that money to help the poor? Oga, the poor, even if they will still be there. After they stop driving it, they will still be there. Don't open your mouth to talk like them. We will do big things for the kingdom. Don't be afraid of it. When God opens the door, walk in with confidence. They say, this guy is so proud. You are not proud. is because the world has entered you. So you are acting according to the world. Can you manage this branch? Yes, I can manage the branch. How will I manage it? I don't know how, but I know I can. When we get there, we'll cross it. Guess what? Most times when you get to the promised land, giants will fall. Who will ever know that Goliath was waiting for? Listen, look up. God had already judged Goliath. In the realm of the spirit, like you said this morning, Goliath had fallen. Heaven was simply waiting for an excuse to make it manifest on the earth. If anybody, sir, any flight showed up, Goliath would have fallen. You are not getting what I'm saying. Because it has pleased God to give them the land. But unfortunately, Saul and everybody was afraid. David came out and with sling, one shot, one. He didn't do twice, one. Listen, the way that guy fell, you will know that an angel held his head together, positioned in this way. Does it make sense that somebody got hit this way? He's supposed to fall this way, is he not? The Bible says he fell what? Face down. What does that tell you? An angel positioned his head. Oh yeah, no shifting. Collect it. Several times God, some prophecies have gone ahead. At this time in your family, somebody will become a billionaire. But when it gets to that point and they're waiting for brought to earth, you are saying, no, I'm not good enough. Maybe my shoes, maybe my this, maybe I don't speak well, maybe I don't do. Forget those excuses. If God has desire to give you the land, nothing can stop it. What God is waiting for is that man that will move. They went to test the land. They went to check it. When they came back, 10 of them said, we are not able. Only 2 shouted, we are well able. In fact, let us go immediately and take the land. That you have received a rhema word does not mean it will come to pass. When it gets to that point, God will ask you, what are you saying about this? What are you saying? You must have to take steps. David came out. Everybody was saying, oh my God, this boy is about to die. He won't die. Tell anybody, giants still fall. Talk to another person, neighbor. Giants still fall. It links to number 4 action. What you should do. Number 4, never entertain fear. Never entertain fear. I'm teaching you Bible. Never entertain fear. Look up. Rather than speak words of fear, keep silent. The Holy Ghost began to teach me recently. I want to show you something. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. Can you put it up for me, please? Isaiah 30 verse 15. I want to show you something there. Many of us use our words to spoil God's blessings. Look up. Can we do it together? I want to go. For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In what? Shout it what? In what? Again? Again? And in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not. Let me tell you what's happening here. Many of you don't know that many people are afraid, yet they took that step. By God's grace, God has given me the grace to do. I'm a doer. That is one of the things that makes me very special. When we were asking this question this morning, I thought about my life. What makes me special? I'm a doer. Listen, while we are still planning, all of you are still planning, I've moved to do. People look at me as lucky. I'm not lucky. I simply do. Let me explain it to you. That normal fear in your heart about that big position, about that breakthrough, is normal. It's not abnormal. You are a normal person to feel fear. It is human to feel fear, sir. So don't think you have done one sin. Why? No, it's normal to feel fear. But I'm saying, in spite of the fear, you must take those steps. When it gets to that point where fear has crippled you, keep quiet. Moses told them, stand still. Are you getting what I'm saying? Even Moses was afraid. Let me be honest with you. He turned back the Egyptians who were coming. By the left, mountains. By the right, mountains. Before them was a Red Sea. Sir, if you are not afraid, you are not a normal person. You should be afraid because this is life and death. But what did Moses do? Moses, God told him, tell them, No, not even God. Moses, having walked with God and knew his ways, told them, stand still. Tell the neighbor, stand still. Tell the neighbor, stand still. There are times in your job, Pastor John was saying something about toxic environments. There are times you work in a place where that is very toxic. That thing is telling you, just run away. Don't run away. Tell the neighbor, just don't run away. Listen, at times, all you need to do is just show up. You don't understand what to do next, but just do what? Just show up. The marriage looks like you should break it. Just keep quiet and do what? Show up. At times, there is something they call grit. You don't know what to do. You are afraid. It looks like things won't work. Just show up. How will it be? How shall these things be? I don't know, but I just do what? Show up. He said, stand still and see. When you stand still, your eyes are opened. But the problem is that you keep talking. Listen, when you are afraid, the normal tendency is that you want to start talking. Tell your neighbor, resist that temptation. In quietness. In quietness. In quietness. In quietness. In quietness. You need to shut up at times. In quietness. And in confidence shall be your strength. Listen, anything happening around you was orchestrated by God for your glory. Are you listening? Are you listening, sir? Anything happening around you was prepared for your glory. Listen, look up. Even if you are sacked in your office, sir, it's for your glory. Even if you are sacked in your office, it's for what? It's for your glory. Finally, before we start praying, give thanks for you have received it. Now keep your hearts full of joy. Tell your neighbor, keep your hearts full of joy. When you have heard this word and have done all this, the Bible says, when you have done all, what do? Stand. I have heard his voice. I will not complain. I will keep speaking it. The next night, I now begin to give thanks. You begin to give thanks for your health. Even if it looks like you are sick, you are doing what? Giving thanks. They said they just sacked you. Give thanks. They said they just chased you from your house. Give thanks. They said you won't get admission. Give thanks. They said you failed the course. Give thanks. Oh, many people kill themselves because they failed the course and got F. You went to die. Why? Those who got first class, what has happened to their lives? Give thanks. Even when it doesn't look like it, give thanks. As far as you hear this word, do what? Maintain thanksgiving in your mouth. Can we jump on our feet? Jump on our feet. We want to practicalize what we have just learned. Raise your hands now and begin to declare, I am good enough. Now begin to speak it. Hear yourself saying it. You need to hear yourself. I am good enough for the blessing. I am good enough for the blessing. Oh, I've been equipped for the blessing. In the name of Jesus, I am equipped for life. Open your mouth and declare, I walk into my open doors. Listen, you know those promises, walk into them now. I walk into those doors. I am not afraid. I walk in favor. I walk in joy. I walk in prosperity. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God is upon me. When others say there is a going down, I will say there is a lifting up. Oh, I am good enough. I am good enough for the top. I am good enough for this door. I am good enough to marry this year. I am good enough to marry this year. Oh, I am good enough. I am good enough to get that contract. I am good enough to do that business. I am good enough to walk into that marriage. I am good enough. I am good enough. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.